We're still studying in Luke 17, verse 25. We're studying supper, Paschal. We didn't make it very far yesterday. Let's go back to 1 Peter 3. I think the last one we studied was verse 17. Is that right, Pete?
I didn't bring my notes from yesterday.
Okay. Well, let's look at it.
But, yeah, we did study 1 Peter 3 for sure.
All right, go to chapter 4.
We studied this one.
What?
We studied chapter 4, too.
No, we didn't.
Day before.
Huh?
If you say we didn't, that's fine. I'll check. I'll give you.
Start in verse 7. The end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And remember, at hand is really it meant something in King James, but it says what it literally says: the end of all things is here. Be therefore sober. Remember what sober means. Anybody remember?
Think of it, it's right thinking.
Right. And right thinking means that you brought every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what right thinking is. Every single thought. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, this is an important, we're going to get to suffering in a minute, but as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. This is what we've been talking about what Seder groups and really Bible study should be about. Every man has received a gift from God, and the only way you know what that gift is to manifest it, is to speak. So each person has a ministry in the body, and that ministry is to let the gift out. Now, what is the gift?
Some have the ministry of puns.
Huh?
Puns. Some have the ministry of puns.
This ministry of puns. Well, if that's there, then say it, even if you get ridiculed. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Now that's just sort of kind of messed up the one before. What does it mean to speak as the oracle of God? Remember, under the wings of the cherubim.
From the mercy seat.
That place is called the oracle. Now, the Greeks had the Oracle of Delphi. The ancient societies had oracles everywhere.
So that'd be like you're fully repentant and you died, and he's manifested in you, and he's manifested in what you say. So that.
the same back. It's the same thing as let your speech be seasoned with salt. It's the same thing. You can't speak from the place of the oracle and have time in the equation.
Or you.
What?
Or you.
Yeah.
Or you. Or you.
Well, it's whatever. You have become your, hopefully and prayerfully, your mind has been renewed so that you, in the, you're walking in that state of emptiness and you're speaking as it comes forth.
You don't have to be right.
Of course not.
That's the thing about this. It implies that if you're speaking as an oracle, what you say will be correct. But
well, that's up to the rest of the body to discern.
Right. So this is for edification of the body.
Right. It has nothing to do with you or I. It has to do with the body. Everything is us, our Father. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing had happened unto you. Now, the fiery trial is suffering. Think it not strange. Think it not something that doesn't belong there. Suffering is the manifold wisdom of God because it tries or tests. It's what causes the renewal of the mind if there's repentance. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of. On your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. And that's where we stopped yesterday. They put being a murderer on the same level as being a busybody, which I find interesting. Just like when they list homosexuality as a sin, they also list lying in the same breath, the same equal. There's a it started many years ago, but there's a ranking of sin. What are in the Catholics, some are called venial sins and some are called what?
Mortal.
The venial ones are minor, like telling a fib or lying. The major ones are mortal.
But venial also has to do with bribery.
No.
Venial.
What?
Three syllables. Venial.
They're menial?
Venial.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Venial.
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 The. All right. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them suffer according to the will of God. Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Christian.
Creator.
Hmm?
That would be creator. You said Christian.
Oh. faithful creator. I'm sorry. See, I've got to get my. I need to make an appointment. Why don't you remind me to make an appointment?
Okay.
It reminds me every day. I've got post-it notes all over. Go to the eye doctor.
I've got a magnifying glass.
Have you an offer to call
for about a year?
I will call. If you want.
I have a magnifying glass. All right, let's go to chapter 5 of Peter. If you suffer,
righteous versus self-righteous.
If you suffer for being a talebearer, that's unrighteous suffering.
I've done that.
If you suffer because you have declared the futility and emptiness of human life, and your family has disowned you, that's righteous suffering. Has nothing to do with. Well, anyway, that's to be again. That's what this whole mystery of the Seder is about. It's about confession. It's about saying what's there, no matter what it is, so that you get used to prophesying, get used to bubbling forth instead of damning everything up. As we've talked about, most of us have had a dam that's bigger than the, you know, these Hoover Dam or something. But so when the dam breaks, there's a bunch of dead elephants that come out. But they have to come out in order that out of your belly can flow rivers of living water. But you have to be, the dam has to be broken in order for that to take place. Amen. All right. Where are we? Verse 6, chapter 5 of Peter, 1 Peter. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect or fully tested, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. The only way, that's why the purpose of time and space is antagonism. It's antagonism to everything that you believe is right. Devil is defeated. He's walking around as now as a toothless lion, but is manifest in us because of our minds who are still of him. All right, let's go two more. Revelation 2. This is to the church at Smyrna. How'd you like to be from Smyrna? That sounds like a Norwegian cuss word. Smyrna. Shut up. And unto the angel, verse 8, unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things hath the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews or say they are Christians, they say they are of God and are not. Or of the synagogue of Satan or of the church of Satan. As long as it's self-seeking taught in the church, it's the church of Satan, whether it's a church or a synagogue. Fear none of these things, or those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen? All right, now, this last one is to the church as a whole. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 12. Corinthians 12.
Can I ask, I need to ask kind of a pretty basic question, but all of these peoples that Paul wrote his epistles to or letters to, the Corinthians, the Ephesians, the Galatians, were they tribes or were they people that lived in geographic areas? Or, I don't.
Yeah, it's all of the believers. It started out as all the believers that had become of the way at Pentecost. They went back to their synagogues, and most because they were all Jews. And they went back to their synagogues. Or they were Jews or Christians or, I mean, Gentiles that wanted to convert to Judaism. Well, then when they got back there and they started telling what they saw, and they called up Jerusalem and said, "Help!" So they sent out the 12 apostles to all the areas in the world and to others, not just the 12. It was Apollos, Barnabas, and a bunch of others. And their job was to help establish these new believers, these people of the way, the same way we do. Most of them, when they went, they stayed 3 years. First time, because they went through the 3-year cycle and they showed the fulfillment. And then periodically they'd go back and visit them again. And the only time the church paid anybody was they paid the itinerant apostles because they had no other way of having money enough to live. Now, Paul refused that, but the others even took their wives with them. But Paul refused to accept any money from the various places that he went. Instead, he continued his profession as a tent maker. And these weren't tents like a little pup tent. They were very exotic tents that he built. All right? Does that answer your question?
It does.
All right. This is important, so let's just start in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 12. This is talking about the Holy Spirit. And in verse 11 it says, "But all these worketh at one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Again, he's talking to these Seder groups where there was open discussion, response, and some had a song, some had a word of prophecy, some had a testimony, whatever.
Can you say that again? 1 Corinthians what? 11?
We're starting in 12. It's chapter 12. We're starting in verse 11.
Oh,
okay. Okay, now. Now he's looking how we should look at ourselves. For as the body is one and hath many members, he's talking about the human body, and all the members of that one body being many are still one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. And if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole body were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where is the body? And now there are many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon them we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. So it's, there's, each Seder is a body, yet it is part of the cosmic body. I used to say, I said, the only way you know whether your organization is a church of God or not is that if one member suffer, all suffer, and if one member rejoice, all rejoice. There has to be that kind of vulnerability. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. We quit early? Now let's go to one. Let's go back to Luke 7.
I want to go just on fill on. In number 12:13, it says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That Spirit is real interesting because that takes us, if we see it, it takes us out of our flesh and see there's something amorphous that our common denominator, but we don't see it. We have to know it, understand it in some respect.
What's the one thing that quenches the Spirit?
Self-seeking.
No, just your mind. One thing that quenches, stops, that inhibits the Holy Spirit, the only one thing is your mind.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Instead of being, your mind causes you always to try to be. And the only time there's being that we fortunately have is the animal kingdom. When it talks about instinct. The animal just be. The tree just bees. That's why he's always comparing to the fowls of the air, to the lilies of the field, to ants, or to all kinds of stuff. But it's, they're all of the parables about that are all entities that just be. They don't think about being. So this is how that's released in us, when we just are instead of think about are-ing. No, quenches means to stop, halt, put a damper on. It's not like quenching your thirst.
That's
not
what I was thinking. So no. Obviously, it was on the wrong.
All right, now you got it?
On the wrong road. Thank you. I'm back on the right
path. Good. All right, Luke, back to Luke 17. We're still in verse 24. Are we in 24? 20, no, we're in 25. But first must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. He's talking about rejected is this word. It means repudiate and totally disapprove. It's apodokimazo. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it. If you're Pete's writing, it's A, the way it's, the phonetic spelling of it is A-P-O-D-O-K-I-M-A-Z-O. But it's really a bad one. It's just the way that the whole generation rejected Christ. And there are only two generations in the Bible. The generation of Adam and the generation of Christ. Now, it's used many times normally for a period of 33 years. That's because you're assumed that you'll be married and have another generation coming. But from the spiritual standpoint, there are only two generations, the age of Adam and the age of Messiah. So it must be rejected by, he must be have been rejected by all ages. But we're going to, that's a good place to stop, because we're going to spend some time on rejected. Anybody have any other response? Questions? Brickbats? Puns?
That's
critical.
Yeah.
One rejoice, all rejoice. But you can't do that without vulnerability. You can't do that if you're running around trying to protect yourself.
One that I used to think about was when it, where it says, when you don't have anything and your brother gets everything and you're glad for him and not concerned about your own.
Yeah, meaningless. I guess I can say that here. We got a call yesterday, our email from an old friend of mine. He was a producer for, or associate producer back then, for NBC. And we worked with him on several programs we did with Meet Jorgensen at NBC. And now he is with Anderson Cooper 360. So he's going to call me today. I'm remembering him. He's really a neat guy. So we'll see what happens.
Whatever happened to John Oliver, is that still good, or do you know anything?
As far as we know, we haven't heard from him for about a month, but they had to put it on the back burner. Because of some things and some glitches.